Okay, so my name is Richard Guillaume Renard. I'm from France, Paris. I work for Idealix, a French company who provides a solution based on open source software. Idealix was founded in February 2000, 60 people in January, 60. Idealix is the reference for open source partner for French Fortune. And Idealix has a club of users of open source software which help funding developments for specialized solutions, and they finance some of the work made by one of our team members at Idealix on the terminal server extension work for Samba, and also the work I did on the implementation of the anti-replication protocol. So Idealix provides a PKI, which is the best in France and maybe in Europe, which is recommended in the latest already book PKI open source. Sorry for my English. Idealix also does infrastructure solutions, migration server, which is a package of Samba, LDAP, DNS, DHCP, and into a pretty beautiful bundle. Most of the retail sector adopted this solution. So we have Auchan, Decathlon, Castorama, and many others. And we are also developing what we call IMC, or for Idealix Management Console, which aims to replace WebMin and easily create components to administer components you have in your server. We can see it for the administration of Samba. So the PKI. And now we'll talk about the core of the talk, the anti-replication protocol. So I started in Idealix in July 2003. As an internship, as I was a student at Supinfo Paris, and there is a demand from organizations to have a Samba cooperating with anti-servers which are already deployed all over the country. There is a need to allow them to work together and to easily migrate from the old NC servers to new Samba servers. So having the anti-replication protocol integrated in Samba will allow a smoother transition, the test period, and we could even imagine that we could that Samba could use this mechanism for replication. And we could also add some Samba specific field for, I don't know, for things. So I recall what is the NT4 domain. There is one master server which is called primary domain controller. It holds the master copy of the SAM database. There are many secondary servers which are called backup domain controller, and then they hold a read-only copy of the SAM. The SAM is composed of three databases, three separate databases, the account databases, which holds all the users and group accounts, the machine accounts, and the built-in database, which holds all the factory, all the local and all the groups that are inside the in NT when freshly installed. So we have a domain administrator and not domain administrator, local administrator, printer, all that kind of groups, and users, guest, administrator, and the LSA, which contain the privilege and the trusted domain relation. So, the synchronization mechanism, when a modification is made on the PDC SAM, the PDC sends a notification to all its BDC, all its BDCs. This notification message is sent on the netlogon main slot netlogon using UDP, and the synchronization can occur in two. The synchronization can occur at two, immediately after a change, when an account is locked, or when you change the policy of passwords of accounts, or after a delay, for all the normal operations like adding, deleting users, groups, moving users into groups, and all that kind of stuff. Now the replication. This pull process, that means that it's BDC that makes the call to the netlogon pipe of the PDC for the change after the notification has been received. When the PDC asks for the changes, the BDC gives its database state, which is the serial number. Those three databases are independent for sync. The database is specified when a request is made, along with the serial number. There are two synchronization types: a partial sync, which is the RPC call net database delta, which contains only the recent changes made on the domain, and this synchronization is based on the sequence number. The other synchronization type is the full synchronization. The API call is net database sync. This call, when performing this call, the PDC returns to the BDC all the SAM database information for each of the three databases. And this full sync occurs when the BDC enters in the domain, or when the BDC is out of sync, or if a crash happened during a last a previous sync. Now the notification message contains a serial number for each database. This number has two states: the current database state. If the PDC sends the notification with the current database state, the BDC should be in sync and should not ask for deltas. But if we have all bytes to one in the field, the BDC is not in sync, and it should ask for the deltas. And if when the BDC connects to the PDC and give a wrong serial number or outdated serial number, a full thing is requested. The PDC requests synchronization from the from the if the PDC, when asking for the deltas, gives a wrong number, a wrong serial number for the database, the PDC replies giving a synchronization required flag message. So here we have a notification message taken from material. So we see that we have a large serial number which is up to 4 billion, which means that there are all bits to one. Then the BDC should perform a partial sync on the database number 0. And for the database number 1 and 2, it should be in sync, so it shouldn't have to perform a database sync. So, well, with the call, with the API call database delta, the PDC replies an array containing some objects, so users, groups, domain information, and also synchronization points, which are modification count delta. And the next serial number that should be used for the next synchronization is not contained is the in this in the delta in the array of some object, even if you could if we could use the modification count, but it is also before. As you can see, here, delta starts here, and the modify count is just before. So the database sync call is a full database dump, which is the call that it's used in NetRPC Vampire. So we have a full array of all the objects contained in the SAM database, which can be quite enormous. And the serial number for the next synchronization is contained in the delta domain, which contain the information concerning the domain. So on the BDC side, so we need to act upon the reception of the notification event on the mail slot net logon. We need to store this serial number for the next synchronization. And we should also consider our SAM as a read-only copy, as NT does. Because if we don't do that, we could be out of sync after. And in case of, if we modify the our local SAM when we are BDC, we will be completely out of sync with the PDC, and all administration done on the PDC will be completely useless since the local SAM will not be synchronized in the natural way, which would be the replication. What works in the BDC side for now? We understand the notification message in NMBD, and NMBD sends a message, dive into the message, retrieve the information concerning the replication the synchronization it must do, and send a message to SMBD, which asks the PDC for the deltas. Currently, the supported domain operations are adding, deleting users and group, modifying username, which implied the adding a new script, a new option for smb.conf, which is a modify user script. I don't know what kind of implication that could the side effect of the that kind of script, which is basically a user mod and all password policies option. We found the fields concerning the password locking. Password locked account, lock count, which wasn't in Samba or wasn't already in Samba. So it's based on the Vampire code, and this code is moved in RPC client clean at logon util. We have two calls, which are net database sync and net database delta. The serial numbers that we found in the deltas are stored in a TDB, which is called modkun.tdb, which stores the state of the tree databases. What's left to do? We local groups, nested groups, not supported, the privileges and the trusted domain also. And should we add a system to prevent the modification of the sound by the command line tools or RPC calls? So only the synchronization protocol could be allowed to do the modification on the SAM. Concerning the upon receiving all the deltas, why not store the delta before flying, which could be interesting if we would like to have a better reliability. So we fetch all the deltas and then we apply it on the SAM. The current implementation requires this SMBD to be started before NMBD, because upon startup, I forgot to mention it, when the Samba acts as a BDC, one of the first thing he does a synchronization. So as NMBD must get the PDC name, as NMBD gets the PDC name, in fact, it uses the same mechanism that it is used when NMBD receives the notification message from the PDC. This is the same mechanism used. So if SMBD started after, the message sent from NMBD to SMBD is not always received by SMBD. That's what I experienced. Also an important question: should we remove all our local SAM when full sync is requested? And also another issue is that NCPDC seems to see Samba as a second class BDC. So even if we are in sync, PDC keeps sending notifications to us. So we do the job, we get the deltas, even if they are empty, but he never stops sending notifications to us. And also there are immediate notifications which occurs when you modify the policy account or you lock an account, are not immediately sent to us, which could be a bit... They are not immediately sent to us, sent to all other BDCs which are empty, but not to Samba. Don't know really why. Yes.
I'm curious about the last things you said there. Is it possible that we're missing a message, at least for the first point, that it keeps sending the notifications?
Yes.
Is it possible that we're missing a message that BDCs send to PDCs that say, okay, I'm done, I'm now in sync? Have you tried sniffing the wire between an NTBDC and an NTPDC and seeing if they send a I'm now in sync message?
There are no message that is sent by the BDC, or no conversation after the synchronization has been done. There are no other message or no other signs of...
You don't see anything going back from the BDC to the PDC.
No.
But there must be something different in order for it to keep sending the notifications to Samba and for it not to do that with Windows.
One of the things I've implemented in Samba 4 code is the client library based on IDL, the RPC client library, to also do deltas. And there's a test suite that comes with Samba 4 that tests this capability. So you might like to run the Samba 4 test suite and watch and see if there's any differences. I did find a number of bugs in the Samba 3 RPC Vampire the main synchronization code. I wouldn't be surprised, given the way that the Samba 3 RPC code is structured, is that if there are some fields wrong in our requests, you'll probably find it easier to test with the Samba 4 code or possibly move your synchronization utility to using the Samba 4 library, which is based on IDL, so easier to debug. Either way, we just should try the Samba 4 one and see if you get the same problem.
Yes. Of course, I didn't try with Samba 4. I'll try with Samba 3.x.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean the Samba 3 server. Still keep the Samba 3 server. I merely mean use the Samba 4 test suite.
Okay.
You can run the test suite independently of what version of Samba you are using.
Yeah, I didn't try it.
Yep. Oh, I can give you a demo later if you like.
What?
We can try it later. I've got a setup here.
Okay.
So, yeah, be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a setup to of the
great
this too. Okay. Now on the PDC side, we need to support all some attributes, even if we don't use them. We need to keep a list of all our BDCs and their synchronization status. We need to keep track of operation. All or partly operations done on the domain, the users, group policy, and there are some fields that are still unknown, so it could be a problem with the PDC, with working as a PDC. Serial numbers. Sometimes I experienced weird behavior. So sometimes the incrementation makes sense. One for a user or a group, two for domain info, but sometimes not. We have four delta, the increment is only three. There are other behavior, five delta, or two delta, five increment. we should try to find how it works. But as a PDC, should we care about that as we control the synchronization system? On the PDC side, so there is the code in RPC parsnet.c, which contains all the stuff for marshalling and marshalling deltas, and the client code. There are two missing RPC calls, which are on the RPC server side, the net database sync and net database delta. All the system to keep track of the modification done on the SAM, and the notification system. For the notification system, I don't really know how we could do, maybe in NMBD, as it runs in a as SMBD could store the modification in a TDB and notify NMBD to send after some time or immediately the notification to its BDC, the list of the BDCs should be accessible by the two processes, NMBD and SMBD. One for read, the other for write. The goal is to have something that works by the end of June, so we can be tested and merged, maybe into 3.15 or 3. Also, I didn't mention, maybe it could be interesting also to integrate the SRV CTL pipe to control service, so we can force replication and when doing the administration of Samba from a Windows NT client using the server manager tools and user manager. Okay, new ending slide. Thank you for your listening, even if it wasn't very clear. Thank you very much.
I got one question. Where's the code?
The code. I posted a quite old now version in October. I have another one in my computer. I will send it, or can give you now. I will send it on the mailing by the end of the week. Because I was in school for the last 5 months, so I didn't have too many time to work on it.
I have one question too. Shouldn't we put that on the next level of development? Replication is a topic which I think is important in many areas, SQL replication, LDAP replication, that replication here. I wish we had kind of replication API with a workflow engine somehow, and all this protocol stuff and which entries are get replicated and whatever, just generate that with, like Andrew told that. Do you think this is possible to go this more general approach, not to do a Samba only replication thing, but really put that on the next level?
Does it? Do you use the same protocol for all kind of?
No, I mean you have plugins, of course. How you do the replication, I think each protocol maybe will work a different way. And
yes, if we think about in the future time. But AD, we could have two replication protocols, one for NT and one for AD. would be interesting to just check out with it a real how the replication could work with between two win 2K3. All the stuff is encrypted, but the slot, the message sent from one DC to another is the same as in NT4, which is a little information, but already that.
To put that to a more general level,
yeah,
you would have to control both sides. And the whole point of Samba is that we don't control one side of the replication.
Yeah.
And it, when you have Samba PDC primary to Samba backup, this works perfectly fine now, using any LDAP, whatever, SQL, database replication mechanism. When you have control over both sides, it's easy. The whole point of this is, have a PDC believe we are a BDC. And this is by nature very specific. Okay. And
but maybe one could even generate a little bit code, so to say, on the higher level, like Andrew told us yesterday with the RPC code generation.
Hook into
thing.
Active Directory and hook into DX and hook into DXML and whatever.
Yeah. I mean, you have seen what's there, what's not there. I think everything could be there on the first run. I mean, if you just put it on a more abstract level. I know this is easy to say for me, of course, but... are there other questions? Maybe not so dumb like mine.
I have a question about the notifications sent from PDC. How complicated are they? I mean, how much time did it took to protect them from the rail?
To implement the notification system?
Yes. Is it just one call or more complicated?
I didn't really think so about that now. I think as we have to keep track of all the modifications, we have to keep track of the status of all BDCs. We will not, if we have, let's say, 100 BDC, we will not send a notification to all BDCs at the same time. So we have to do by pools of BDC. I don't know.
But it's just one RPC call.
For the RPC server?
Yes.
It's just the two RP, there are only two RPC calls that are missing: the net database sync and net database delta. The other RPC, netlogon RPC, are already in Samba.
Oh. Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks again. Now we have a break of 20 minutes for the last two talks, and after that, the general discussion about Samba. See you in 20 minutes.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.